My name is David John Oates, and I'm your host for the weekly Reverse Speech Show, broadcast to you live from Adelaide, South Australia. In this show, we explore the amazing phenomenon of reverse speech. We bring to you many guests who will share their expertise in this field, and we will explore the unconscious mind, asking the questions, what is it, and what does it do? We'll also take your calls live on the air. So sit back now, relax, and enjoy the show. And good evening, everyone, once again. This is David John Oates. I'm your host for the weekly Reverse Speech Show, which we bring to you every week, courtesy of the fine folks at spiritquestradio.com. We are their number two show, striving to be number one. So we need you to ring up some of your friends and tell them to listen to the show every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. or download it from the archive. So, I know we have many reverse speech enthusiasts around the world listening. So hello to everyone. Hello to those in England and Australia and Europe and, of course, the United States, where most of our listeners are from. All right, every week I bring to you either new reversals or reverse speech guests or guests from associated fields. And in my show this week, we're bringing you a guest from an associated field. Her name is Shari Edwards. She works for a firm called Sound Health, and she's involved in vocal profiling. Now, what is vocal profiling, you may ask? Well, I think the best thing to do is to get Shari to, and that's Shari, S-H-A-R-R-Y. We'll get Shari to explain it to us. Shari, welcome to the show.
It is such an honor to be on a show with you, David. Thank you for allowing this.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Now, I first met you 20 years ago in Dallas, Texas, if I remember correctly. And we were both giving lectures and workshops at the Alpha Biotic Center. That's our first beginnings, unless I'm mistaken. So,
it's been a long time. I don't remember where, but I certainly remember you.
Well, reverse speech sort of stands out, doesn't it? It sort of rings a very loud bell and says, here I am. Before we get into what you do, I want to just briefly talk about something that's going on in the Australian political scene. For those of you who follow my show, you'll remember a while back I presented reversals on our new Prime Minister, Julia Gillard. And I made a comment on a show that she cannot be trusted. And actually put a post up on my website that said she cannot be trusted. Well, she's in big controversy right now in Australia with the breaking her election promises. And they're all calling her dual liar on the air. So once again, reverse speech rings true and exposes the truth. And you heard it on this show first. Anyway, that's a bit of an update there. So, Shari, why don't you tell us what vocal profiling is?
Could I ask a question first?
Oh, yes, of course.
Are you in trouble again?
I always get myself into trouble, don't I? All I've got to do is open my mouth. So
the truth will do it because people don't want to hear it.
No, they certainly don't want to hear it. You know, I remember when I came to America, I was all naive, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, young Aussie. I thought the world would be the path to my door because everyone wants the truth. And I soon found out in no short order that the truth is the last thing we want. We give it lip service, but as soon as we are confronted with it, the majority of people turn their heads and run as far as they can.
We do similar kinds of things that you do in that we use the voice. Have you watched the movie The Secret?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Hmm. Well, that tells you that you can have what you want. You just need to have that, hold that as your intention. Right. Well, a lot of people don't know what they want. Is it their neighbor's wife? Is it a different job that maybe they don't really think they want? Is it lots of money? People really don't know what they want. So we use the voice in a different way than you do, in that we take about a minute sample of the voice and we look at all the frequencies that are there, the frequencies that are missing, and all of the harmonics in between. it's like evaluating a very good song because all the notes go together, everything fits together, it's all in the same scale. Some aren't, but we look for those sour notes. So your voice, we see it as a holographic image of everything that's going on with you. The frequencies of your voice are controlled by your vocal cords. Your vocal cords are controlled by the recurrent laryngeal nerve. That nerve is controlled by the parasympathetic nerve bundle that goes straight to their brain. So your tongue, your voice, has a direct line to the brain, and the frequencies program your body, program what's going on by your voice. By looking at the math in your voice, we can tell exactly what's happening to you. We just did an evaluation for Michael J. Fox, and we know why he has Parkinson's. That
oh, really?
Is a good thing for us to do.
Oh, sorry?
Does that explain it enough?
Oh, yes, it certainly does. Now, how do you analyze the tones in their voice? What, is there some machine that you use?
Well, it started very esoterically, David, in that I have a bone in my ear that is too tightly wound. It's called a cochlea, and mine's wound different. Mine's wound almost like a dolphin, and I have another part of my ear called a sacculus that it's not normally activated in humans, but it's activated in dolphins and whales, mammals that need to know which way is up underwater. So that's activated in my ear, so I hear sounds from people. Other people may hear them, but they may not actively know they're hearing them. There's a sound coming out of your ear called an otoacoustic emission. I heard this, and I used to just think I was nuts. But then John Hopkins University proved there really is a sound coming out of people's ears. We perceive it on a level that isn't materialistic. It isn't physical. So it's above normal hearing. Well, it's just like a dog whistle. A dog whistle goes off. You don't hear it, but your brain will register it. So at some place, you're actively receiving that. And there are sound receptors on your skin. So we give people back their sound, run it back to their brain, and maybe their finger doesn't work, and we give them the frequency for the finger that we've worked out, because I've been able to touch somebody's finger and hear the sound, and we've turned all of that into a computer system, a technology that anybody can learn.
Right. Now, okay, so what, when you describe to me the computer system more, what do you mean you turn it into a computer system?
Okay, we stick a microphone in front of you, and
right.
we use a computer program to take a recording of your voice, just like you do, only instead of turning it backwards, we look at all the harmonics inside the voice. Well, he said, how now, brown cow, and he spoke a B, a C, a C sharp, and an F. What does those harmonics mean? And so we're able to get the computer to give us the correlations to it. Now, one of the things that I hate is to look at Michael J. Fox. Well, I can't say I hate looking at him. I hate to see the deterioration. We're sitting here, and we have reversed Parkinson's many times. We've reversed the tremors. We've reversed the inability to not use dopamine. And so I decided that I was going to look at Michael J. Fox's voice. So I did recordings of him online and YouTube and interviews from 2009 till very recently. And I took 6 vocal prints and I looked at them. And he had a commonality through every one of those prints. He had an enzyme missing. It's genetically missing. And it's catechol-O-methyltransferase. That's a mouthful. But it is the enzyme that translates L-DOPA into dopamine. And you can't go buy it on the shelf, but we can activate it with frequency. And that's what I want to put out there. He doesn't have to have Parkinson's anymore. So if anybody knows him, knows how to get in touch with him, please let me know. And we have written to his people. We've written to his organization. And all we get back is, give us money, give us money, give us money. We'll find a cure. And I'm saying, hey, we're over here. We already have the cure. Would you please listen? But nobody will listen. Well, I shouldn't say that. A lot of people listen. But this sounds like Star Trek medicine. You know that? Are you a Trekkie fan?
Oh, I had totally complete Trekkie fan. I've got all the I've just finished downloading all the old series of Star Trek from the net. I'm going to look at them all again. So yeah, I'm a real Trekkie.
Well, you know that little machine that Bones had and Dr. Beverly had, little tricorder?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, where they fixed the people's broken bones all the time. We
yeah,
can already do that. We know the frequencies for broken bones. We can't heal them in seconds like she does, but we can certainly get rid of the pain in seconds. Well, we help your own body do it. We're not doing it. We just had a lady in today that had shingles, very painful. She had a big blister in her hair from shingles, which is kind of an old person's form of chickenpox. And we know the sound for shingles, and we were able to get rid of her pain almost instantly.
Oh,
but
wow.
People find it too hard to believe. But we look at your voice for intention. We can look at your personality. We can look who you're compatible with. We can see if you're going to get cancer. We know the biomarkers. We can look at insulin resistance. We can look at circulation, your batting swing, your golf, you know, whatever you want to look at, because your body, your brain, all the frequencies that are running around your neural network, they all make a matrix. You know, Bruce, I just don't remember his name. Isn't that awful? They did a movie, Beyond the Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did they? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Bruce
Lipton.
Yeah, Bruce Lipton. They say emphatically in there is a matrix of the body, but we don't know how to make it behave. We do. We can look at arthritis and get rid of that pain. We've written papers on macular degeneration where people are losing their sight. We can reverse macular degeneration. We can help the body reverse fibromyalgia. All we need to do is look at their vocal print and see what's not balanced and give it back to them.
So what you're saying is that who we are on a physical and emotional level is encoded into the sounds of our speech.
Absolutely. I think it's encoded in every cell of the body. The speech just allows the secret out.
Ah, right. Okay, so you analyze some of speech. You find they're missing a specific tone. How do you give that tone back to them? How do you replace it?
With a low-frequency sound, just like a brainwave. We use 0 to 64 cycles per second, which is brainwave, and it just sounds like a low motor in the background, kind of like that. It's not like music. It's just like a refrigerator hum or a fan hum. That goes through the skin, goes back to the brain, and let's say you don't have the frequency to crook your index finger. And this really happened, and it's on YouTube. A doctor came to us, an airbag blew up in his face in an accident and crushed his hand so that he couldn't use his little finger. And his hospital sent him to us. Took us about 20 minutes to get him full use of that finger again. And it's all on video, and they can go to YouTube and watch it. It's Dr. Russ Rudy, R-U-D-Y, and it's all under the name of our company, Sound Health. And it's absolutely an amazing technique. We have probably 20 videos there of people who had allergies or heart disease or a leg ripped off, autism, Parkinson's, prostate cancer, idiomatic tremors, asthma. I mean, there's just a plethora of information there to show this technique and what it does. But we've kept this under wraps for so long because we didn't want our government to come after us. But now we've decided to take it to the public. So we are providing a free computer program for people that they can download. Wow. No questions asked. Nobody will ask you your email address, your name, nothing. This is really free. No strings attached. This is too important to attach any kind of give me your address thing to it.
So how can people get this? How can people get this program? They go to your website?
Well, they can go to NANO, nano, meaning little, nanovoice.org, and the program's there. There's an instruction sheet there. There is an on-demand class about it, and we do instruction for people. We just finished something called Happy Hour, where everybody is invited to come and look and see what's going on. And we did muscles and nutrition. We had a guy whose discs kept going out, and we found out it was what muscle it was in his body. That's an easy one. We also encourage people to use this, to look at it, and to build their own business and to share this with their family and their community. We've reversed something like 300 autistic kids around there, did a study on it.
Wow.
So this, to us, and I'm prejudiced, this is the medicine of the future.
It certainly sounds like it. Right. Well,
we took this to our National Institute of Health here, and they said, don't tell anybody you can do this. And I was like, why? And they said, because nobody will believe you. It's too far advanced. And then they invited us to submit a grant. We submitted the grant, and then they sent us back a letter and said, tough, you don't get any money. But within that same year, a very large pharmaceutical company put out an article on predicting Parkinson's through vocal prints. It was our technique. So the National Institute of Health, somebody there gave our stuff to this large pharmaceutical company. And I thought to myself, I'll never trust the National Institute of Health again.
Wow.
And that company won't go anywhere because they don't know what the foundations are, because I wasn't so stupid as I gave them all the pieces. So they did that one project, and then they sold it off to a company in Australia called Cogstate. But it's really our stuff.
Oh. You know, talking about ripping off technology, when I was in England, when was I in England last? Last year? Year before last. Year before last. There was a lady touring England who was teaching your stuff and selling machines without giving you any credit. And I was most upset. I contacted you, if you remember correctly, and told you about this lady. And do you have much problem with people ripping off your material?
We have sued 17 people so far.
Oh, wow.
And that particular lady tends to, every time we get close to her, she disappears again. Her addresses are fake. But one of the reasons that we are supplying this free program that she's selling for $1,040, that's the free program. So we just decided that I'm not going to fight her in court. It's just an impossible situation. She's moved to Australia, by the way.
Oh, has she really? Oh.
So we just put out this free program so that that's going to run her out of business. Because we're providing it for free with the education. We're doing it all on computer where she's selling a little machine.
That's right. Yes, I've seen the machine she sells. Yeah.
Well, it's all computerized now, so people can have it for free. Or they can pay us the $1,040 if they want. Now, when we started giving this away at a workshop, people said, what's wrong with it? Why are you giving it away? This is a problem. I suspected you're giving it away. I said, nobody turned down Oprah's cars when she was giving them away.
No.
And this is just as valuable. This lady, who's running under several assumed names, selling it for $1,040.
Wow.
And it's free now.
Wow. Well, good on you for bringing it out for free. Good on you.
Well, that's my way of fighting back.
Right. Well, we have to fight back somehow, don't we? Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. My name is David Oates. My guest this evening is Sherry Edwards. If you want to call in and speak to us, the phone number to call in on is area code 201-793-9022. That's 201-793-9022. Then you have to enter the conference ID, which is 9579082#. That's 9579082#. Call in and ask Sherry a question if you have, or if you are game enough to call in and have your voice recorded, I will record you and analyze it and give you results next show. So, but I must admit, in all the... Sorry?
For some of them, we can do it right now on the air.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, if you want to call in, Sherry can analyze your voice right now on the air. That would be most exciting. Excellent. Good stuff. Right. So you've had no response from Michael J. Fox, huh?
Well, not yet. We just now put it out yesterday we put out on Monday to see what would happen. His organization has gotten in touch with us, but I just decided after I sat back and watched Christopher Reeves, who played Superman, and he had that horse accident, that
yes,
he was paralyzed. We had already shown several times that we could help people who were paralyzed get up and walk again and reconstitute their muscles and the spine and the nerves. We knew we could do it, and we wrote to him, and all we got back was, well, thank you for your correspondence. Send us money so we can conquer this, so we can help Superman get well. I was like, good grief, aren't you listening? We already did this.
Yeah.
So it's like if it's not from Yale or the Mayo Clinic or some big place, nobody's going to listen. They're going to find a problem. You know, here in the States, we have this big problem with Obamacare and restricted care and forced vaccinations, and it's going to get worse and worse. So that's why we're providing this software to the public. We provide free profiles to the public every other Tuesday. We want people to get involved. We want them to get involved in these classes, and there's several on YouTube, and you know that's free. We did one on PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Posted on YouTube for free. And there's another one just now being posted called Parkinson's Influence. And it shows you how to use this software to look at people's vocal prints to see if they're susceptible to Parkinson's, or if they have Parkinson's, what's the reason? So we only have two up so far, but we're going to try to get more and more up as the days go by.
So if you're doing this for free, how do you make your money, Sherry?
Well, we accept donations, but we've never asked for anything, but that's one. But people get to use these smaller programs for free, and then if they go to the professional level, then we charge them, and we have online classes, and we charge them for that week class and help them set up their business. So we make our money that way, and any money that I get from appearances anywhere go into the pot. And if anybody wants me to speak, they can get in touch, and we'll do that. We're going to be coming to Australia in July. And the end of July.
What part of Australia?
Sydney.
Sydney, right.
Which is a long way off from you, I see from the map.
Yes, 1,000 miles east of me, yes.
But we'll be there July 25th through the 29th. Anybody would like to learn this technique or listen to us talk about it or bring it to their school, or bring it to their spa or their team, whatever they'd like to do with it. We would like to be there and spread it to Australia. We have several practitioners there. We just need more because there's just not enough people to go around. So my email address is Sherry, SHARRY, onair@gmail.com. If anyone's interested in joining this class, and we don't know if it's going to be a full week professional or several smaller classes to teach people individual softwares like pre-vaccination risk factors. Do you guys have forced vaccinations in Australia?
I think so. I'm trying to think whether it's forced or not. I'm hesitating on the word forced. I think that you can opt out of it if you wish. I'm not 100% sure on that. Okay.
Here, one school district took guns and dogs and forced people to court, and they were vaccinated in the court. Big, long guns. This whole article with pictures is on Barbara Lowe Fisher's site, National Vaccine Information Center. It's very hard to opt out here, and those kids could not opt out at all, and some of them were vaccinated double because the school lost their vaccination record. Is it forced? Yeah. Obamacare enforces vaccinations and things like chipping and restricted care. We've been having some people on the show about veterans, how they're taking away veterans' money to pay for the war that we shouldn't be in the first place. And
yeah.
That's just my opinion. So it's getting pretty bad here of what you can and cannot have in healthcare. You go to the doctor and you say, okay, I have this, this, and this. They say, okay, you can have that, that, and that test, and that's all you get. And you got this much money for the year, and after that much money, it's tough. You don't get anything else.
Yeah. I just want to quickly play a reversal on Obama talking about healthcare. Here he is forwards. Oops, sorry. Don't have my mixer button pressed properly. We'll try it again.
That's why we were able to give health insurance to children in need. That's why we made the tax system.
And when he talks about health insurance, he says, this has to damn you backwards. Here we go.
This has to damn you. This has to damn you.
And again.
This has to damn you.
Now that's a fairly damning reversal talking about health care, isn't it?
I believe it, because you look at what's going on with health care and some of the craziness that's going on. Like, they've exempted all unions, and taxpayers have to pay for union health care. That's not fair. And there's so much going on that that was a very ill-conceived bill.
Wow.
I just don't agree with it. I believe that if people don't want vaccinations, they shouldn't have to have them. My granddaughter, when they gave her a vaccination, she started bleeding internally, and we nearly lost her. They said, oh, well, that's a really rare side effect. You know, if it's your kid and the kid's dying, it's not so rare.
Yeah,
because
it's too
close to you. Right. But they're saying there's nothing wrong with these vaccinations. But if something does happen, we'll pay you. Now, they can't have it both ways.
Yeah. And, you know, we had a scare in Australia last year. I think it was flu vaccinations. I think it was flu, but they were vaccinating young kids. And they had several kids had a severe reaction to the anesthetic and ended up in hospital. And the government pulled vaccinations from children under 5 years of age. So I think it was the flu vaccine. I'm sure it was. Don't quote me on that, though. We had a scare in Australia recently. So.
Hmm. Well, we have antidotes. We have frequency antidotes to the flu. We have a CD that has antidotes on it. And CDs are digital, and they're good to kill pathogens. They aren't so good for human cells because they're killer cells, but they'll kill the pathogens. So I'll send you one of the CDs. And it has
I'd like to listen to that.
It's called Laciel, L-E-C-E-I-L, and it was done by James Marshall. I don't know if you guys know him. He played in A Few Good Men, the movie, and Twin Peaks, and Gladiators. He took a medication called Accutane, and it dissolved his large intestines. And the drug company said, well, whoops, here goes that. And after 2 years in the hospital, they sent him home and said, go die because we can't help you. And he had heard me talking on Coast to Coast. And he called me up and he said, do you think he can help? I said, boy, I don't know. Never done anything like this, but let's just look at what your voice says. So we gave him the frequencies and he played them on his acoustic guitar and started to be able to eat food then. So he's not all the way well, but we're working on it. And he made this CD because we didn't charge him anything. He made this CD and he said, I want to help your people. What can I do? And he's also a great musician. So he made this CD for us. But can I tell you something about the flu?
Why don't you just hold the line? We've got to go an ad break. We'll pick that up right after the break, okay? We'll be back right after this. Okay.
That's why we're able to give health.
I'm sorry, wrong button.
Hi, Clay Lewis here, and I want to tell you about an amazing phenomenon known as reverse speech, or hidden backwards messages of speech. Reverse speech has fascinated people for nearly 30 years. Listen to this clip of Neil Armstrong walking on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Now, when you play it backwards, it says, man will spacewalk. Backwards messages like this are occurring constantly throughout human speech. Reverse speech literally unlocks what the subconscious mind is thinking. If you want to learn more about reverse speech and how to do it for yourself, Reverse Speech Enterprises in Portland have introductory home study courses available and a whole range of other products that can get you started in this fascinating field of reverse speech. Start a new hobby today. Call 503-919-3752 to obtain a copy of your home study course. That's 503-919-3752, or you can order it through reversespeech.com.
Yeah, it's a great little course, a home study course. A good way to get started in reverse speech. We get a lot of good positive feedback on the home study course. It's a six-hour program of six CDs, 1 hour each, and it takes you through all the basics of reverse speech. Okay, back to you, Sherry. Tell us about the flu.
Well, when you look at a normal bacteria, like a cold, everything is in a certain scale, and all the notes go together well harmonically.
Uh-huh.
When there's something man-made, like a medication, the harmonics are not good, like digitalis that comes from foxglove. That, when you play the notes of that together, it's a chord. But when you go look at the artificial medicine, you try to play those notes together, it sounds awful. It's so discordant. So we started looking at the flu, and this is a whole sequence of events. The flu that they announced here, and it was also in Australia, was man-made.
Oh, really?
And you can see it in the numbers. We do have the antidotes for last year's flu, but we have it for 10, 9 and 10. And we flu season, we will reverse it. We'll look at it again. Now, you guys enter your flu season before we do. So if you'll get me the information of what they're putting in your flu shots, I can decode it, and we can make antidotes for people about it. When you look at the Gardasil, do you remember the Gardasil shots? They were for young girls for a cervical wart, and they tried to force those on our children in school. Now, this is for cervical wart.
Right.
The head of the uterus, and they forced the boys to take this shot.
The boys?
The boys. It was an artificial virus that had in it an activator for the flu to make the flu worse. Now, we had Janet Napolitano, our head of Homeland Security, which is outrageous here, and also Kathleen Sebelius, who's head of Health and Human Services. And they got on TV in May, last May, and said, you know, this pandemic is coming. Everybody's going to die. It's going to be the worst season ever. And we could tell by their voice that they were both lying. And history proved us correct. This was the mildest flu season we've ever had. And Australia's was mild because a lot of people didn't take the shot. And we have put a campaign together to try to get people not to take those flu shots. These people are lying to us for some reason. Why do they want to destroy our genetics? When they couldn't do it with the flu, when we weren't that stupid to accept that, they tried it with these scanners in the airport. Have you heard about those?
No, tell me about them.
Used to be they had dogs that would sniff out drugs and even money. If you were carrying too much money, these dogs came after you.
All right.
So now you have to stand in this little doorway thing, not just a normal scan, but they take a picture of
full
you.
Body
to
scan.
Pardon?
The full body scanners.
Full body scanner. They radiate you. they have been so bad that they burst a guy's ostomy bag, you know, for the bowel, when somebody has their bowel removed.
Yeah.
They search kids and touch them in places they're not supposed to. And they've proven now that this radiation causes breast cancer and prostate cancer. It's like getting x-rays all the time. And they've exempted, the government people have exempted themselves from taking these scans. So as you're looking at some of the things that they're doing, trying to radiate people, it reduces sperm count. But here's the bad part, or good part. There was a guy, and boy, I wish I could bring up his name. He was the head of Homeland Security before Janet Napolitano.
Mm-hmm.
David something, I believe. He decided that these scanners were going to go into the airport. He then set up a company to sell the scanners to the government. Then he left his job, and now he's making himself rich through these radiation scanners that they have proven reduces sperm count, and they're replacing the dogs that would look at luggage or test people or whatever. You know, and at what, $200,000 a piece? So there's this collusion in the government to just totally rip people off and make them sick. Do you have Walmart in Australia?
No, we don't have Walmart, no.
Well, they have had decided at one point to put these scanners in their stores. So you had to go through the scanner.
Wow.
And people were so outraged about it, and their stock fell to such a large extent that they decided not to do it.
Wow.
But I have just refused to fly because they're just trying their darndest to mess up our genetics, and I don't know why. Why do they want to kill us off? Do they think we're just deadbeats? We don't have anything to offer? We're the worker bees.
Right.
We're the one that pays taxes to keep them alive. The political mess here in America, it is a colossal failure, a colossal mess. I don't know what's going to happen here. When you played the stuff with Obama about health care and he's going to damn us, I really think so.
Yeah. Well,
and I think do you have any reversal on him talking about our budget and this $1 trillion stuff that he borrowed? Because I'd like to know what his real intention is with that, of tying up trillions and trillions of dollars that we'll probably never be able to pay back. I feel like the whole thing's going to collapse, and he's just going to walk. He's got money stashed someplace.
Yep. Right. I don't know whether I've got anything on him talking about the budget. I'm just scrolling through here now. All I've got are the reversals. I don't know. Don't have the forwards on that. I'll have a look and see what I can find.
What I love about reverse speech is that you can look very specifically at someone's intention when he's saying healthcare will be damned. And I've heard some of your reversals that Mrs. Obama did, and I'm just floored that she's saying we will scam you, and Obama wants to take over the throne, because that's what it feels like. He's gone around the Congress. He's appointed his own people, not cabinet members like he's supposed to, and he's trying to run the country by executive order, which is making himself king. And I was flabbergasted when I heard your evaluation of him saying, I will take the throne.
Let me see if I can pull that up real quick, apply it to my audience here. I don't know where I've got that file. Well, have a look. I've got so many subdirectories with Obama in here. I'm not too sure which directory it is.
Well, while you're looking, one of the things that we did with Obama, where you can look at his intention about a specific statement, we know that his cellular oxygen is very low. Could be sickle cell anemia, but he lacks oxygen to the cells. And I think he is so out of touch with reality, he's lowered oxygen to the brain.
Right. He's at reversal, past that throne. Here's the forwards. Oops, hang on. We'll try again. Here's the forwards.
We have now won east and west, north and south, and across the heartland of this country we love.
And he's on the campaign trail, and he says in reverse, past that throne.
Past that throne.
Then again. So it's clearly seeing the presidency as a kingship almost. No.
We believe it. So many people here are sorry they voted for him because he was nothing but rhetoric, nothing but words. He really doesn't know how to run the country. He's, you know, I couldn't run the country either. I don't see why anybody becomes a politician because you're going to start your job with half the people hating you. His reputation, whatever you call it, his confidence level is like down in the 40s someplace.
But
confident. He's confident that he's going to get reelected. He's already hired a secretary to run the next ball, the inaugural ball. So he's Pardon?
Has he really? Wow, he's confident, isn't he?
That's one of the things we love here, that we can take all of these pieces of information and put them out. Michelle Obama has 23 secretaries.
Oh my God.
Hillary Clinton had two. I don't think anybody ever had more than three. She has 23 secretaries. And for the time that they're in office, it's going to cost the taxpayer over $6 million. For Mrs. Obama's support staff.
Wow.
Unlike any other support staff ever happened. So your information about her that you played on our show the other day really confirmed for me that she's just out to take what she can get. But again, you know, my opinion, I don't count. I'm just one little person.
Yeah, well, you're one person getting the word out.
We're trying to get the word out about people's intention,
right?
Their mode of operation, and their health. I've not done anything on Mrs. Obama, but she always looks so uncomfortable to me. She looks like she's wearing clothes that's too tight or too small.
And oh, really?
She doesn't look like she's comfortable in her own body.
Huh.
But we want to do this for the common people. You know, those people up there, they're going to get theirs. They're going to come tumbling down. We want to be able to help the little guy not have to put up with restricted care for their parents. And they now have a thing now where they want to restrict people after a certain age to get medical care. That was already happening. With people who were old, they wouldn't approve the money to have a kidney operation or whatever, saying they didn't have enough quality of life left. And I don't think people in other countries know that that's happening to the American people.
No, I didn't
know. I think they think it's like freedom and wonderful stuff and land of the free, and it is not. Our Congress passed a law. And you can hear this on YouTube with Ron Paul. The Central Intelligence Agency has the right to assassinate anybody they want. No questions asked. It is the law. They can come into your house and do whatever they'd like. No search warrant from a judge. They sign their own search warrant. This is a real situation.
Wow.
These bunch of CIA guys busted into this house in the middle of the night. Two parents, the guy's mother who was German, a couple of kids, and they had a big dog. And the grandmother there was just giving these guys, holy heck, how dare you come into this house? This is not Nazi Germany. You can't do this. And the dog started to come to the grandmother's rescue, and they shot the dog dead, and it was the wrong house.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's scary.
Nothing was done because this law from Homeland Security, this Patriot Act, says if they're doing this in the name of upholding Homeland Security, you can't sue them. So they can break into your house. There's lots of stories where they just killed people on the highway or people have just disappeared. So to get to know Obama, his intention, some of these people in the State Department, Homeland Security, getting reverse speech on them, I just think is incredible. We'd really like to know, too, about 9/11 and who was behind that, because it looks like our own government did that from the stuff that's coming out now.
Yeah, I really haven't done much work on 9/11, so it's difficult to know who to reverse. Which person would give us the most information about that?
I don't know, but I will find somebody, and I will go after it and send it to you.
Okay.
I don't know if it would be Cheney or the president then, to see what his reaction is. To see if he already knew about it.
Well, I've done reverse on George Bush talking about 9/11, and I don't find anything on him that indicates he knew about it.
Boy, that's good to know. But we've gotten to the place where we don't trust our government, and they're asking people to spy on your neighbor here. So this just feels like some Nazi Germany kind of place. Where we really are not free. If they can come and assassinate us anytime they want, and it's a law, Ron Paul wouldn't get up in Congress and make this speech if it wasn't the law.
Right.
It's just kind of crazy what's being done here.
Yeah, wow.
So the only thing we can do is help the little guy, because we can't go after the big guys like you can and say, here's what you really said.
Right.
What are you asked about? Go ahead.
I'm just saying we need to get reverse speech used more, get more people using it. I have a constant battle in getting people trained to do reverse speech. I find it very hard to get anyone. I can get people to start training, but they never go much longer than 2 or 3 months into the course, which is very frustrating. So it's a hard technology to learn. It's not easy, I must admit. So, yeah.
I had a dream about Obama, and he was standing on this walkway up above these thousands of people, and he said, it was so easy to take you over. You were complacent. You wouldn't do anything for yourself. You sat on your couch. You sat on your complacency. And that's exactly what you're saying. People know they could use this technique, but they just don't want to put out the effort to use it and know the truth.
Right.
I don't understand it either, David. I have felt such awe for your techniques for such a long time, but I haven't had the time to do it either.
No. You've got to be dedicated to do it. You really do. It's hard work. I mean, I wish it wasn't, but it is. And there's less than a dozen people in the world who are good at reverse speech, really good at it. There's not many out there. I've got one lady in England who's very good, and a couple in Australia. There's a couple in America besides myself, because I'm not in America anymore now. But no, there's not many, which is very disappointing.
I would think there would be people clamoring at your door to say...
That's what I thought when I came to America 20 years ago. Now, 21 years ago I came to – no, 22 years ago, 1989 I moved to America. Gee whiz.
Gaddafi. Like Gaddafi, what is his real intent? What about Mubarak? We did Mubarak, and Mubarak's mood was, I'm going to leave, but I'm going to rule from behind the scenes, and there's nothing you can do about it. It will go on with just a different face, but the same regime.
Right.
We've not. When you look at crazy people like Gaddafi, does their reversals make any sense?
I got some reversals on Gaddafi that are actually quite concerning. Now, whether I can pull these up at the top of my head is another question too. I wasn't expecting to. Let me see if I can find them on Gaddafi real quick. He's crazy. And the reversals certainly say he's crazy. But I don't think...
We're going to try to take your stuff more to America by having you as a regular on our Rumor and Mill News radio that we do on Mondays, where we announce some of these profiles too. It's a world thing, so I think Gaddafi and some of these people and seeing what their real intent is and getting that to the people, I think you're going to be snowed under with work. So
that will
be good,
wonderful. That will be wonderful. I would love that. Yeah. Here, got a reverse on Gaddafi here. I think this is where he calls himself a mad dog. Let's just play this forwards.
Third country, neutral country, and we suffered more during all these years. But now we thank God and thank the international community.
And I think this is crazy dog needing bomb, if I remember correctly. There it is.
Crazy dog needing bomb.
And there's a crazy dog needing bomb right at the end there.
Do you get better reversals if it's in their native language?
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he was talking English there forwards, so the reversal was in English, of course. But obviously the reversals in his native language will be clearer, but you don't have the option to do that because I don't speak Arabic.
Why doesn't people like Hillary Clinton depend on you to give them information about what really is going on? If people really understood what you can do, you would be at the top of the heap as an international leader of which direction to go. I don't understand this. Are you at a loss for words too? Hello, David, did I lose you? Hello?
Sherry, are you there?
Yeah, so I lost you for a minute.
Yes, I know. I was thrown off the net. I don't know what happened then. Probably a glitch. Anyway.
They didn't like what we were saying, David.
I think you're right. Anyway, we have a minute and a half left. So how do you want to wrap up the show?
For people who want to do their own vocal prints, we have the free software. We'll do it for you. Please go look at our website, soundhealthoptions.com, or just write to me at Sherry, Sharry, on air, and I will get you all the information to all the free classes and the free vocal profiles and how to do this professionally.
Right. And I'll be a regular guest on Sherry's show, Rumor Mills. What's the website where they listen to the show on?
Rumor Mill News Radio.
Ah, Rumor Mill News Radio. Okay. All right. Good. Well, no, that'll be great. I'm looking forward to it. That should be good fun. I may even try to make it to Sydney when you're there. See if I can catch up with you there.
That would be awesome. I think with our two technologies together, we could rule the world.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
As if we'd want to.
All right,
David, for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome, Sherry. My phone number, if anyone wants to get hold of me, I have an American number that rings in Australia, and it's 760-666-5186. 760-666-5186. And Sherry, thanks so much for being on the show, and everyone, we'll see you all next week. Bye.